You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
He was like, you know, we're pretty close to the end of this audition circuit, so give me like a week or so and we should get back to you. Cool. I put off literally, I think that day, I got my contract from my cruise ship company and was like, oh my God, I just got my contract and I'm waiting to hear back from Lion King. Let me see if I can put this off for a little bit. Oh my God.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Roscoe, founder and coach of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you're interested in trying a free trial, you can go to the website, builtforthestage.com. You can find that link in the description of this episode. Special thanks to our family at Broadway Podcast Network that produces Built for the Stage podcast. You can check their website out at bpn.fm. All right. As always, we have an exciting guest for you on the show today. He's actually Built for the Stage family, so we're super happy and thrilled to chat with him on the show today. Please welcome Eric Bean Jr. to the show. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's up, man?
You know, we're sitting here on a Labor Day, a unique holiday during the 2020 season. And once again, thank you for taking the time to join us on this holiday.
Yeah, man, no problem. You know, it's one of those days where I get a chance to kind of be lazy normally. So I'm just taking full advantage of, you know, trying to be at least a little productive today.
Yeah, taking a break is always a good thing. Tell us a little bit about a day in the life of Eric now during this unique time. You're in Vegas. You're heavily involved in the dance scene. You're an instructor. I can't wait to chat more about that. So what's a day-to-day been looking like for you lately?
Yeah, you know, it's been very interesting here. Vegas is really fortunate because our numbers haven't been crazy high as far as the COVID virus goes. So, you know, and we're also very spread out. So it's been nice because you can still be socially responsible by, you know, maintaining your distances and you know, wearing your proper protective gear, but you can also still go outside and enjoy the area and, you know, go out to a restaurant or, you know, go to the pool on a hot day here in Vegas, because they're doing a very good job of following the protocols that have been put into place. So that's been great. But for me, now that everything is starting to open back up ever so slightly, a normal day in my life is, you know, I'll get up, I'll grab a little bit of breakfast, I'll hit my Built for the Stage workout, you know, get my body up and going first thing, and then grab myself a little lunch, maybe jump online, do a little work on the computer. I'm actually getting ready to go back to grad school. So I'm starting to get ready for that, which is a little crazy and a little intimidating. and then I'll end up teaching a class or two. I've been teaching classes online via my Instagram. And I'm about to start teaching for this really great program called Studio Broadway, which is started by one of my good friends, Bravita Threat. She's actually the female dance captain of Lion King on Broadway. And then I've also been teaching here locally in Vegas at a great studio called the Rock Center for Dance. And if any of you guys have actually watched World of Dance before and you remember season one, that group of young people who did that beautiful dance to Hallelujah, those are my kids. Those are the kids that I teach at the Rock Center for Dance. So you get a chance to kind of see the quality of kids that we're producing. And it's so great that I'm actually able to be a part of their staff and work with these amazing young artists.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. Let's back up a little bit. You first got your bachelor's in dance education, right? Was that,
yeah.
Am I correct? Okay. So yeah. What are you going back to school for now? What are you going to get your master's in?
So it was a really hard decision as to what I was going to get my master's in, because, you know, I'm a dancer through and through. I love being able to move. I love being able to create. And I was originally thinking, well, maybe I'll get another dance degree. But I also wanted to try and broaden my horizons and, like, you know, diversify myself. So I actually decided to get something in the administrative side of the arts. So I'm going to get a degree in arts and cultural management.
Very cool. All right, that's exciting. Are you going the online route or will you be going in person? Where are you going to get your degree?
I'm actually doing the online route. I'm going to University of Denver, which is a great program. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be very interesting because I haven't done a whole lot of online learning before, you know, so that'll be a whole new experience for me, especially as a dancer, because when you're in school for dance, even when you're getting an actual degree in dance, maybe 75% of your work is actually done in studio. So I'm used to actually being physically there and moving and things like that. But this is something that's a lot more on the academic side of things. So I'm going to be doing lots of reading, lots of researching, and lots of writing of papers. It should be very, very interesting.
Yeah. And then the last backtrack from what you had said earlier was teaching online. And you're kind of talking about being a student online. How has it been teaching these dance classes without that physical presence in the room by those taking the class from you? I know personally as an instructor, when I've been doing some online classes here and there, you know, you kind of feel like you're in this abyss of like nothingness. You're like, are they getting it? I kind of see them through my monitor, or you're on Instagram Live like you and you can't see anyone and you're like, all right, hopefully it's going well. Who knows?
Yeah. That's kind of how it is for me too. But I honestly don't mind it too much. I guess it's because I've always just been a very like positive person, and I just love dancing and I love teaching. It's one of the reasons why I got my degree in dance education. I was super fortunate to have teachers who motivated me through positivity and hard work. So they instilled that love of teaching into me. And I always just kind of want to pass that information forward. So whether it's one person who's tuning into my Instagram classes or 1,000 people, either way it goes, I'm going to have a good time. And I just hope that they're having a good time with me. So yeah, it's always really, really cool to see how it goes. The Zoom classes are the ones that are always a little bit more difficult for me because of the fact that I am such a hands-on person when I'm teaching normally, especially if I'm in a group of people. So the Zoom one is something I had to kind of get used to because of the little bit of a lag that there's normally behind a Zoom, which is kind of hard when you're doing dance combinations, right? Because I'm like dancing and I'm like, wait, they're off. Oh, wait, that's right. There's a lag. I can't watch them too hard. Then B, like, you know, dance is such a physical thing. Sometimes it's kind of hard to self-correct and you need like somebody to actually physically correct you. So it's been interesting trying to figure out how to verbally get them to do what I'm looking for. So that's definitely developing that skill.
Yeah. In fitness, when you're coaching, you have verbal, you have physical cues, meaning like a touch point. Maybe you like touch the center of their shoulder blades, or you have some type of visual cue where like you're almost like miming something. But when we're teaching online, obviously the physical is totally out of it. So
right,
I'm with you on it.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Let's move on to just before the shutdown happened, you were actually in the midst of being on tour with The Lion King.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the two things that I'd love to talk about is getting cast in The Lion King, because correct me if I'm wrong, you had gone in for it once at least before and you weren't originally cast in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Cause I love the, you know, the story of ups and downs and continuing your pursuit and, you know, that's still coming to fruition for you. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. You know, I've auditioned for the show twice. So the first time that I auditioned for the show, it was something that I really wanted. I was like, oh my God, I have so many friends who are in this amazing show and the dancing is fantastic and I would love to be a part of it. So I auditioned for it. I made it all the way through to, I think it was maybe the last 10 people. And then they started having us come in and sing individually. And it had been years since I've had to sing, like years. So I went in and I sang my song, and truth be told, I 100% panicked. It was just one of those things where I was like, I know I have a good voice, but because of the fact that I'm now in a room of people who are casting me for a show, I just couldn't get out of my head. So I knew that it wasn't my best. And you know, I ended up not getting casted for it, which is fine. I was like, it's life, things happen. Let it go. You know, fast forward a few years later, I have done a cruise ship job. And in my cruise ship job, I was the dancer singer. So I had to literally spend 8 months on a ship singing. And I've gotten myself much more comfortable with the idea of it. And I was actually planning to go back on another ship and had already had a job offer. And then the guy who was coaching me at the time vocally, he sent me a message and was like, hey, they're doing an audition for Lion King in a couple of weeks. You should think about going. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I already have a job offer. I don't know. You know, he was like, no, you know, even if it's just so you can get more practice auditioning vocally, you should go. I was like, okay, cool. It's in LA. I was actually planning to be in LA that weekend anyway, because I was going to Disney with my family. And it was literally the day before I was supposed to be there. So I was like, sure. Why not? I'll go up a day early and do the audition and we'll just see what happens. So I do the audition. I end up making it to the top three this time. And they're like, okay, guys, let's go ahead and have you sing. I was like, okay, cool. I have a song that I'm comfortable with. I've been singing for a while. I'm good. I sing my song. They're like, great. And the director, the casting director, he was like, I remember your last audition. And he was like, this vocally was night and day from your last audition. He was like, so I can tell you've been doing work on it. Fantastic job. I was like, thanks. So I say, you know, hey, I have to be honest with you. I have another job offer on the table and I just want to know how long it's going to be until I actually hear back from you guys if I'm going to get the job. And he was like, you know, we're pretty close to the end of this audition circuit. So give me like a week or so and we should get back to you. Cool. I put off literally, I think that day I got my contract from my cruise ship company and was like, oh my God, I just got my contract and I'm waiting to hear back from Lion King. Let me see if I can put this off for a little bit. Oh my God. So I put it off for a little bit and gave Lion King the week and was like, okay, I haven't heard anything back from them. Maybe I just didn't get casted. Let me go ahead and just sign my contract. So I signed my contract literally the very next day. I got a phone call from the casting director of Lion King saying, hey, I just wanted to let you know that you're going to be getting a call from Thomas Schlenk, who is the caster of Lion King, and he's going to be offering you a spot in the show. So I just wanted to call you and say congratulations. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, what's going on right now? So I ended up getting a call and getting casted in the show. And I was like, this is crazy town. because I was literally doing another gig at the same time that I got the phone call. I was like, oh my God, you guys, I just got a phone call from Lion King. I'm actually going to be part of the new cast. And we all celebrated. It was crazy time. And then I had to call the cruise ship company and say, so I know I just sent this contract into you guys yesterday. I just got a job offer from Lion King, the national tour. And luckily, the gentleman who was in charge of it, it was very, very gracious and very, very understanding. He was like, well, of course you have to take it. He was like, it's Broadway. It's Disney. He was like, go ahead and take, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. He was like, cruise ships will always be here. We will always be here. He was like, thank you so much for calling me and letting me know. He was like, we have plenty of time to recast. And please, if you ever are interested in jumping back on, just let me know. I would be glad to have you. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Apparently this was my time. So yeah, that's my crazy Lion King story.
Amazing. I love how you were on your way to Disney when the auditions were going on. I mean, yeah. How ironic is that?
Yeah, it was so random. I was like, oh, well, you know, me and my family are going to Disneyland that weekend. Okay, sure.
Okay, so now that the pandemic's going on and you're kind of in this abyss of waiting, like what's going to, you know, happen with the tour and all that, you're instructing or teaching a lot. What have you been doing for yourself? Maybe it's just the dancing, instructing is keeping you sharp. What's your day-to-day like as an artist, just kind of waiting it out?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a love-hate moment for me when it comes to this craziness of a pandemic. Because, you know, us as artists, we always try and explain this to people, but there's a difference from being normal person in shape and being dancer in shape. And a lot of times people don't get it because they see me and they're like, but you're so fit. Like, what do you mean you're not in shape? And I'm like, it's different, guys. Like dancing and being able to make yourself get through a whole 2-hour show takes a lot more stamina and, like, you know, muscle memory than just being able to get through a workout, you know? Yeah. So it's been it's been a little challenging trying to keep that going. But the good thing is the fact that once this pandemic happened and everything got shut down, the outpouring of people who were willing to teach online and virtually to make sure that people could still take class and still, you know, maintain their bodies and have some semblance of training. So I've been taking lots of classes online, whether it's like Instagram live classes or like YouTube classes. I've actually been taking a lot of ballet classes from English National Ballet on YouTube. And if you guys haven't checked them out, check them out. Their ballet mistress is amazing. Their classes are so challenging. So it's one of those things where I'm like, this is awesome because you still get to kind of work hard, you know, even though you're in a home setting. Once things started opening back up here in Vegas, the studio I teach at, they offer adult classes. So I've been taking adult ballet at least 2 times a week, which is great. Me and my company members, my castmates, we literally just started doing probably 3 weeks ago, we started doing classes online for each other. So we have like twice a week, weekly Zoom chat, and we just take turns of who's going to teach class. And some days people will teach ballet. Some days people will teach contemporary. Some days people will teach jazz. You know, we just switch up who's teaching and it gives us a chance to chat and catch up with each other. And then it gives us a chance to stay in shape and move a little bit.
Yeah. That's so great that you're keeping in touch with your castmates like that. So with Broadway, everyone's kind of fingers crossed, hoping for the spring of 2021. Have you been in contact with anyone from the production staff as far as what the future might hold for the tour?
Yeah, actually, they try to be very transparent with us because, you know, our livelihood is the show. So they are really hopeful that the tours will start back before Broadway starts back. Because for us, our performance schedule is based on each individual state and what's going on in those states. So, if we're scheduled to go to a state that is, doing much better in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic crisis, then we'd be able to open there, and hopefully keep chugging along. But they also want to make sure that whenever we do open back up, we can continue going, because it's so expensive for us to shut down and start back up. So they don't want to put us in those situations, and they don't want to put themselves in that situation financially. It's just too hard. I think as of right now, they are hoping that we will be able to start back up sometime in December. That's the hope. But of course, anything can change at this point. So fingers crossed, that's what we're all looking for.
Yeah. Well, very, very cool. We're going to hope for that and cross our fingers that you're out on the road soon enough in the national tour of Lion King. Eric, thank you so much again for being on the show. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks, man. It's been awesome. I love getting a chance to chat with people about what's going on in life and art.
Yes, absolutely. All right, everyone listening, that was Eric Bean Jr. You can check him out on Instagram, EBJDance. That's EBJDance. Or you can go to his website, ebjdance.com. Once again, this is Joe Roscoe at Built for the Stage. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website, builtforthestage.com. Thanks again to our family at Broadway Podcast Network. Once again, they're bpn.fm. All right, until next time, later.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.